we're not God, so it is a representation, and we're going to be emphasizing the fact that God is three in one, so the pastors will be playing God. But again, it is a representation. We cannot capture everything that can be said about God, but we want to in some way think about how God viewed Good Friday through Psalm 22. And to help us to prepare for that, because it is an exercise a little bit in imagination, Jamie's going to be playing us a piece that he has actually written. So this is his own composition that has been inspired by his reflections on the Good Friday story. So in the piece of music, you can actually find out later from Jamie, there's like all these little details that are telling the story. So we will hear the lament of Jesus. There's pieces in the music that are trying to capture the crowd shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." And there's the sounds of the nails being driven into Jesus' hands. So Jamie, can I invite you up and let us enter into this space, this story.
Thank you. my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest.
My children, why do they abandon me? I created them, each person, male and female, made in my image, loved. I long to walk with them, see them grow and develop. And yet they turned their backs on me. Again and again, no matter what I'd say or how I tried to show them that I loved them, it's like they can't hear or they don't want to hear. They abandon me and then they abandon each other. Instead of love, there is conflict. Everywhere I look, I see broken relationships. They destroy the earth, the creatures I've made, the plants I've grown. I can't rest with the world like this. It's all wrong. I've never experienced a love that breaks my heart until I made you. I know you think it's normal to get your hearts broken, but hearts, they're not meant to be broken.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
My son, I am here. Can you hear me? I am right beside you. He can't hear me. He thinks I've left him to die alone on the cross, abandoned by family and friends and now me. He can barely speak. I can see how cracked his lips are, the shuddering of his lungs. I whisper, keep going. Remember the rest of the psalm we used to sing together.
Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out for help and you saved them. They trusted in you and were not put to shame.
I did not forsake my children. I got to work. I made myself small and I spoke to one man, Abram. I invited him to come with me, promised him blessing and family and land. And day by day, he learned to trust me more. We got to know each other. And then I saw his family grow, baby after baby, until a whole nation sprang up, Israel. Oh, Israel, how I have loved you. Do you remember when you found yourselves slaves in Egypt? I heard your cries. My God, why have you forsaken us? I said, I'm right beside you. But you couldn't hear me. So I showed you. I rescued you. I set you free from the oppressive regime. And I said, follow me. I was a burning pillar in the night. I was smoke in the day. They danced and they sang and they loved me for a moment. And then they turned their backs once more. They started complaining. How many times have we done this dance, Israel? You turn away, you get into trouble, you call out, I save you, you praise my name, and then we start it all over again.
Do you remember when you found yourselves exiles in Babylon? I heard your cries, my God, why do you forsake us? I said, because you left me. You chose to bow down to gods made out of wood. I said, because you have stopped caring for the poor, ripping them off, taking their land, valuing riches more than people. But in the end, I rescued you. I always rescue you. Set you free from that oppressive regime, and I said, follow me. You returned home, rebuilt the temple, danced and sung, loved me for a moment.
Then the Romans came. I heard your cries. My God, why Why have you forsaken us?
Do you know who I am? I am the Holy One. Creatures beyond your wildest dreams sing day and night, holy, holy, holy is God Almighty. Who is the father to the drops of dew? Who is the mother of the ice? Do you watch over the deer as they give birth to their form? Who is the one who gives the horse its strength? Have you walked in the valleys under the sea? Have the gates of death been opened to you? Have you seen the gates of the deep darkness?
I am the great I am, the everlasting one, King of kings and Lord of lords. I am more than you could possibly imagine. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I'm like the wind, here, there, everywhere. I've seen it all that you have done, all that you have thought. I am power. I am justice. I am love. I am the creator. I am your savior. I am faithful. And you are killing me.
I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in Yahweh, they say. Let Yahweh rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
This day will be forever etched in me. They have no idea, do they? When you turned away from me, you turned from the light into darkness, becoming slaves to dark impulses, letting forces in that should not be let in, should not be listened to. I can hear the land groaning, all the blood that has soaked the ground over the centuries, all the death and all the loss. It weighs me down. I almost thought it was too much to love you.
The day is etched in me too. My friends ran away and hid. They were ashamed of me, denied even knowing me. One friend betrayed me, his lips on my cheek. The crowds shouted for my death. People beat me with their whips. Where did you learn to make such things? They ripped my clothes off, made a crown out of thorns and pierced my head with it, laughed, hit me again, forced me to carry my cross. I heard people throwing insults. You saved others. Go on, save yourself now.
But I am united on this. In the end, I love.
I choose to rescue humanity. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God.
I sent my child, my beloved, into this world, separating part of myself from myself. It was wretched and it was glorious all at the same time. Like a midwife, I stood with Mary as she gave birth, and the angels were singing in the night.
I emptied myself of all visible glory and power. I was born and I didn't know who I was. It was all sensations, air in my lungs for the first time, someone holding me, someone nursing me.
I was there. I was there with you. I am with you now.
Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open, their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death.
You're struggling. It's almost the end. Someone comes and brings you a drink, wine mixed with vinegar. You spit it out. The crowds are still shouting, kill him, but you can't hear the taunts anymore. Let it finish, you whisper in your mind, but the words can't come out. Your tongue is swollen. The blood is sticky on your skin. There are flies that want to land on you. The sun has disappeared.
Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.
I saw what it would cost long ago. I remember I tried to convey it to David. David was a friend of mine for a time. David started out as a nobody, a shepherd, and then a warrior. He suffered. Saul kept trying to kill him, so he kept running away. David had enemies, and yet I rescued him, raised him up to be king over Israel, and he was a good king for a while, a good king and a poet. And I tried to convey to David through his imagination, as he loved playing with words, as he sung on his instruments, I tried to convey to him that I would never forsake this world, my people. I'm not sure if he ever fully understood. David, at times, turned his back on me, did some terrible things. But the songs he wrote, they lived on. People kept singing them again and again, songs like Psalm 22, a hint of what was to come. I saw what it would cost long ago.
I know that song well. I relearned it as a child. But it is one thing to sing it and another to experience it. They want to reduce me to nothing, less than nothing. The Messiah dead, God dead, it is done.
It is finished.
But you, Yahweh, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear Yahweh, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel.
I am here, I am coming. I'll breathe new life into your lungs. I'll breathe my power into you and you will rise.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one.
For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. Those who are poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek Yahweh will praise him. May your hearts live forever.
People often cry out to me, God, God, God. Why did you leave me here, doubled up in pain? Why is there so much suffering? And I cry out, and there seems to be no answer. Nothing. Maybe that has been you. Maybe you found yourself awake all night, tossing and turning and thinking, I am indifferent. Maybe you think you are small, and that I won't notice you. It's not true. I love you. I hear your cries, but you do not hear me.
So I became one of you, had a voice you could hear. I said, repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is near. Now is the time. Now is the time for reconciliation. You tried to kill me. It's okay, though. You didn't catch me off guard. I know this is the way to save you.
Turn your face to my son. Trust Jesus. He died for you. To rescue you from the grip of evil, I see beyond this Friday. I see people from all nations and tribes turning, turning and finding life in my son. I see my spirit poured out into men and women, people being set free.
All the ends of the earth will turn and remember Yahweh. All the families of the nations will bow before him. For dominion belongs to Yahweh, and he rules over the nations. All who are rich will feast and worship. All who go down to the dusts of the earth will bow before him, those who cannot live by themselves.
It's an amazing thing to behold, people coming back to God. Worshipping, singing, holy, holy, holy. It makes that moment, the cross, seem just a little less dark. It is worth it, isn't it, to be reconciled?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Posterity will serve him. Future generations will speak about the Lord. They'll proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it.
I have not forsaken you. I gave my son over to you. He has defeated sin and death. Praise his name and tell the world.
And I am with you even now. Amen. 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 Amen.